You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Price County Sheriff Brian Schmidt reports on August 14th at approximately 2:27 p.m., a 911 call was received reporting a single motor vehicle accident on State Highway 182 at the intersection of Cedar Rapids Road in the township of Eisenstein. The lone occupant, a 29-year-old female, was found deceased after being ejected from the vehicle. The name of the decedent is being withheld at this time. The cause of the crash is being investigated. The Price County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Park Falls Police Department, Park Falls Fire and Rescue, Park Falls Ambulance Service, and the Price County Coroner's Office. Saturday, August 30th, and Sunday, the 31st, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the first annual Lugerville Flea Market. Vendors are wanted. There is limited space available in and outside of the Lugerville School at North 11127 County Road F, and those interested can call Paul at 715-339-2279. Some families on County Road F will also be selling from their yards. There's going to be food and a gun raffle for a Mossberg 308 camo with scope. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 30th and Sunday the 31st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at Lugerville. And once again, interested vendors can call Paul at 715-339-2279. The battle over an Enbridge oil pipeline in northern Wisconsin is heating up again. Melissa Kay has more.
Hundreds packed into a conference room at Northwood Technical College in Ashland last Tuesday for opening statements and public testimony over the Line 5 pipeline. The pipeline is owned by Enbridge, a Canadian energy company. It carries about 23 million gallons of light crude oil and natural gas a day. Enbridge wants to reroute a segment of the pipeline to go around land owned by the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The company says the reroute has gone under extensive review, but the tribe wants the reroute stopped. They're worried about the risk of a spill and want state regulators to reconsider a permit issued last November. Stephanie Sosi is an attorney with Earth Justice representing the tribe.
Quite simply, DNR didn't have the information that it needed to issue the permit. It's missing baseline data, it's missing baseline information, and from there we see cascading effects.
Enbridge says if the pipeline shuts down, there would be a serious disruption to the energy market. The company is operating under a deadline. 2 years ago, a federal judge ruled that Enbridge was trespassing on tribal land. It was ordered to pay more than $5 million and remove the pipeline by June. That decision is also under appeal. Supporters of the project say it creates engineering and construction jobs that pay well. Environmental activists like Dave Backman say that while the jobs pay well, they're temporary.
Yes, it will have an economic impact in terms of transitory jobs. The majority of those jobs won't last very long to put the pipeline in, and then they're gone.
The hearing for the reroute will take another month and a half, with proceedings in Madison and in Ashland. It's expected to wrap up in early October. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
From the Ashland Fire Department, on Saturday, August 16th, at roughly 2 in the morning, the Ashland Fire Department was dispatched to 2300 Lakeshore Drive West for smoke and fire coming from the El Toresco restaurant. The fire department responded immediately with 7 personnel, and Engine 2 arrived on scene and found a 1-story commercial structure with heavy smoke coming from the eaves of the front and back of the building. The Ashland Police Department were on scene and had used multiple extinguishers on the exterior of the building. The fire was located in the kitchen and put out 5 minutes after arriving on scene. Ashland Fire Department fire investigators are investigating the cause of the fire, though no suspicious findings were noted at the time of the fire. Mutual aid was received from the Washburn Fire Department, and they assisted at the scene for 2 hours with extensive overhaul of interior walls and ceilings to make sure that the fire was completely put out. One firefighter was treated for heat exhaustion at the scene during the course of this fire. The Ashland Fire Department would like to remind you to please make sure that you have a working smoke detector on every floor of your home and in every bedroom. Friday, September 5th from 5:30 to 9 p.m., you're invited to kick off the school year at the Flambeau River YMCA. They invite you to join them for an evening packed with fun, featuring dodgeball matches with our local police and fire departments, plus plenty of other activities, including food, free t-shirts, goodie bags with prizes, a bounce house, face painting, and much, much more. Once again, this is taking place Friday, September 5th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. over at the Flambeau River YMCA, and yes, this event is free for all. Lawmakers returning to the Capitol next month have the opportunity to consider bills to benefit veterans. Joanne Krulitz explains.
Republican State Senator Andre Jacques is offering the Respect Our Wisconsin Veterans Service Act. Jacques said the measure could give lawmakers a chance to readdress veterans' issues that failed to make it into the state budget. Jacques has included over $1.9 million to keep open facilities in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls that offer the Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program for veterans who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. Other provisions include expanded eligibility for a refundable property tax credit for veterans and surviving spouses, and directing the Board of Regents to fund the UW Missing in Action Recovery and Identification Project to recover and identify MIA Wisconsin veterans.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers opening a five-game series today in Chicago against the Cubs. Beginning with a doubleheader, the Brewers losing to the Reds yesterday 3-2 in extra innings, ending their 14-game winning streak. Jose Quintana pitched into the seventh inning before giving up a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was great. Tobias was great. You know, we put Grant Anderson in a spot that he hasn't been in a lot. And we were depleted, totally depleted, and we needed Q to do what he did, and hindsight's 20/20.
NFL, the Packers beat the Colts Saturday 23-19, but they had 11 penalties just in the first half, five of them by rookie tackle Anthony Belton.
There are some things that we got to clean up from a technique standpoint to get him to play to the level I know he's capable of playing. I think he's a really talented guy, and we got to refine some of the mechanics.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're of the mindset that there aren't enough Christmas movies, you'll be happy to know there's another headed our way. Variety reports that Tabitha Brown and Lil Rel Howery are teaming up to executive produce and star in Unexpected Christmas. The film will be a family-friendly comedy drama. The story follows a family that gets together around the holidays for a reunion, which quickly turns chaotic. Never heard that one before. Unexpected Christmas hits theaters November 7th. Taylor Sheridan's brand continues to grow and is expanding further in his home state of Texas. The Yellowstone creator is teaming up with Paramount Plus, the platform where he has many of his episodic shows parked, to build a humongous soundstage. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Sheridan and Paramount will build a 450,000-foot campus and six soundstages that can house up to four major productions simultaneously. Some of Sheridan's shows include Lioness, Landman, and Tulsa King. The Conjuring Last Rites, according to prognosticators, is tracking off the charts when it comes to box office predictions. The film does not open until September 5th, but experts are expecting massive returns when it comes to a horror film opening in September, with estimates ranging from $40 to $45 million at the gate. Bear in mind, this is before any reviews are in, but given the film is part of a successful franchise, the powers that be seem confident in their estimates. Let's stick with horror. Speaking of massive returns at the box office, Zach Cregger's Weapons is doing just that. The film has reached $100 million worldwide in just 1 week in theaters. It has surpassed Sinners, which pulled in $77 million in a week's time back in the spring. Weapons is crushing it globally due to approval from audience and critics. If you see it soon, you'll have time to recover before seeing The Conjuring Last Rites. Fans of the show do not seem happy with how Carrie Bradshaw's storyline ended. And just like that is the follow-up to Sex and the City and finished its third and last season last Thursday night. Variety called the finale a bizarre ending to a bizarre show. I'm not going to risk spoilers here, so check out the final episode and send me your opinions on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Would love to know what you think. Some franchises get tired and others keep turning out content that is probably worth checking out. Such is the case, in my opinion, of Alien Earth, the latest show from the Alien brand, which started back in 1979 with the feature film starring Sigourney Weaver. In this new iteration, they bring the alien to Earth after a crash landing. Noah Hawley is the creative force behind the show and is known for turning the Fargo movie into a successful TV show. He appears to be crushing it so far, as Alien Earth is pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. The show's first two episodes dropped last Thursday night on Hulu. An episode a week will drop moving forward. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop down to 59 for a low. Tomorrow, clearing, becoming mostly sunny by later in the afternoon with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.